All right, let's get to our guest here, which is a pertinent one at that. We're talking about Bob Hagley, talking about all things grocery shopping. You are the Frugal Fellow. Welcome back to the program, Bob.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
For sure. Let's talk about how we do save at the grocery store, because it's gotten harder and harder over the past year, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, with inflation, you know, prices constantly going up, it's definitely not as easy to save money these days.
All right, what do you got for us? Give us a couple tips.
Well, you know, the biggest ones that I would say probably the most important thing actually is to really have a plan when you're visiting the grocery store, because if you don't have a plan, you know, it's really easy to just walk down those aisles and pick up those tempting things, you know, the cookies, the ice cream, you know, things like that. And not only are those things bad for your wallet, but they're also not so good for your health, right?
Right.
By having a plan, you can really just stick to the plan and you know, pick up only the things that you need. So a good way that people might be able to do that is to, you know, for example, decide, you know, on the weekend what you want to eat for the week, and, you know, write all those recipes down and kind of get all your ingredients together. And then kind of going along with that, you want to go through your pantry, your refrigerator, things like that. And, you know, just kind of take an inventory of what you have, and then, you know, figure out the things that you need. You might already have something that's on hand. But, you know, then map all those ingredients out. And, you know, like I said, just figure out what you need and go to the grocery store with a plan in mind so that you're just focusing on those items.
I love the idea of taking inventory before you go, because it is scientifically proven the least likely phone call your spouse is likely to pick up is the one when you're trying to ask if there's Parmesan cheese in the fridge. They never seem to answer when you're stuck at the grocery store and need that immediate answer. And then you're staring at the cheeses just waiting for the dot, dot, dot to appear. I digress, Bob. I think that's a good plan. I did want to ask a follow-up about setting a plan, and I don't know if you have an answer to this. Are people likely to save more if they bulk shop for like a week, or if they go more frequently with smaller trips, just what they need that day? I guess it depends on people's personal habits, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have that research off the top of my head, but I would say it kind of depends on what it is. You know, things like, say, you know, paper towels or something like that, you know, you can just buy those in bulk and keep them for as long as you need. So I think certain items definitely that you would normally buy at the grocery store, buying in bulk can always be a good idea, but it just depends. Those more perishable items, obviously, you might have to buy those more frequently.
I'm at thefrugalfellow.com following along with some of these tips. Two of the big ones that I think make sense, but I would have no idea how to find out more, would be to find out what's in season and when things go on sale. Where do I get that information?
Well, as far as when things go on sale, I think that mostly depends on that will vary by store. So you really just have to kind of watch the sales. It's really a matter of getting to know your local grocery store and when their sales are. So, you know, you might be able to ask customer service or something like that, but I think it's just a matter of knowing your store and, you know, like I said, you can maybe even take notes, but just learning your store and seeing when things go on sale there.
And then produce in season. I don't know what I guess we could just call one of our many agriculture experts here on WGN to tell me, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, it really depends. There's a lot of different types of produce and, you know, and fruits and vegetables. But, you know, certain things like I mentioned, apples, you know, going in season in the fall, and, you know, avocados spring to late summer. So it really varies by the produce. But, you know, I would just say looking those things up maybe if it comes down to it. But like I said, it'll be different for every one of them.
Number six, do your best army crawl. What are you talking about?
I think that was me just kind of trying to be a little bit funny. But, you know, basically it's just a matter of you actually pay a price premium for things being at eye level. So, you know, things that you're just easy to find, those are going to have a higher markup. Whereas if you have to go way up in the air or way down on the ground, those things could actually be better deals. So it's just a matter of, yeah, being able to look up high or look down low. And so, you know, it might take a little bit more effort, but those things that could actually save you money in a lot of cases.
Another one I'm seeing here, skip the spice aisle. Well, how am I going to get that ground coriander I'm going to use once and never again? How do I find that?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I don't mean necessarily skip entirely. I mean, obviously, you know, you want to have your coriander. Right. But, you know, it's just a matter of, like I say, planning ahead. So you can find them cheaper at bulk, in bulk bins or bulk stores. You know, you mentioned bulk earlier, but like Costco and Sam's Club, as I mentioned, those places could have them on sale for cheaper. So it's just a matter of, like I said, planning ahead and buying those things at those cheaper prices when you can find them.
Yeah, I find it's always something like, I always hate when I'm out of olive oil and I go there, because olive oil is expensive, right? But I use it all the time. Yeah. I'm going to go through it, but I look at a big old jug of it and I'm like, $30, I don't want to do that. And then I keep on buying the little one, which is more expensive. And it's like, sometimes bite the bullet in the short term for the long-term benefit. I suppose it's simple 101.
Exactly. That's buying in bulk, yeah.
All right, thefrugalfellow.com for more information. Bob, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.